Can you walk us through the next steps in the investigations? And in particular, do you intend to prosecute former Prime Minister Najib? Is that something you need to do to satisfy your own questions about what happened?
We are slowly getting to the bottom of things. So we think that within a short while, we would have a case against him. We would be able to charge him.
Would you be willing to cut a deal with Najib?
No deal.
No deal. Okay. And your prediction, Najib Razak will serve time in prison or will not?
All depends upon investigations being made and whether there is a case against him or not. If there is no case against him, we don't go for detention without trial.
You have pledged to hand over power to the jailed democracy leader, Anwar Ibrahim. What is the timetable for a transition of power from you to him? And when that happens, what will your role be? I mean, ultimately, who will run Malaysia? Will it be you or Anwar Ibrahim?
In the initial stages, maybe lasting 1 or 2 years, I will have to be the prime minister and I will have to run the country. But I will play a role in the background, even if I step down. But for the time being, I will run the country.
What's he supposed to do for the next 6 months or a year or two?
We have a coalition of four parties. All four parties will have equal strength, equal influence in the coalition. He is leader of one of the coalition parties. I expect him to play the same role as the leaders of the other three parties. There will be no special powers given. And that includes me, accepting that as Prime Minister, I will have certain powers.
What are the assurances you can give that this won't just be about settling scores and establishing your control and your party, your coalition's control over government?
I think that assumption that I was a dictator is completely without any base. If I'm a dictator, dictators don't resign. And secondly, dictators don't get accepted by the opposition parties to lead them again. We are not taking revenge on anybody. We are just interested in applying the rule of law.